This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Today is Tax Day, April 15th, which brings us to what's called the Dirty Dozen. It's a list of the worst tax schemes out there released by the IRS, and the worst this year is identity theft. Peter O'Dowd reports.
The U.S. Treasury Department says identity theft could cost the government $21 billion over the next 5 years. Lisa Schifferle with the Federal Trade Commission gives a few reasons why.
There's a shift in some organized crime from drugs to tax ID theft. The increased use of electronic filing may contribute as well.
They're ripping their hair out. This is an extremely difficult situation.
Adam Levin is chairman of Identity Theft 911, which helps victims restore their identity. He says this is how the tax scheme works. Someone steals your Social Security number, files a tax return on your behalf, and then collects your refund. It takes a victim nearly 200 days on average to get the refund they deserve. Congress is considering a law to force the IRS to move faster. But Levin says the problem is too big.
If you're on the wrong database at the wrong moment when the wrong person gains access, you're toast.
The IRS says it has more than doubled its staff working on identity theft this year. I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.